5 minutes after 12, Johnny Taylor, who's making love, to apologise for the loss of that report with the news of Dave, but we can now bring you that report on Laser from Andy Johnson.
Laser 558 was one of the most successful offshore radio stations to challenge Europe's land-based broadcasters since the first such station took to the high seas in 1958. Its programmes of non-stop hit music at one time had an audience of over 8 million listeners, but from the time Laser arrived off the east coast of England until today, the station was plagued with technical problems. The original plan to broadcast using an aerial suspended from a balloon flown above the radio ship Communicator, previously a surveillance vessel called Guardline Seeker, was soon abandoned in favour of the more traditional transmitter masts. And despite its massive audience, Laser never achieved the same measure of success in gaining advertising. Nevertheless, the station was seen as such a threat by Britain's independent local radio operators, who found their listeners deserting in droves to the brash American newcomer, that they put pressure on the UK government to silence both Laser and her neighbour Caroline. The government surveillance vessel took up station in the Knockdeep Channel of the North Sea, where both ships are anchored. The authorities claimed both stations were supplied from England in contravention of legislation passed in 1967, designed to silence offshore radio once and for all. In fact, both Laser and Caroline tendered from Spain. Last night's storms, coupled with a lack of cash and ever-increasing generator problems, finally proved too much, and Laser's brave attempt to shake up European broadcasting came to an end. It is ironical that the government ship, Guardline Tracker, which escorted Laser to Harwich, was once upon a time a sister ship to the Communicator.
Thank you very much, Andy.
Loving your weather.